This is the Sunday Hour.
It's 12 noon on the 15th of November, Sunday. We're here broadcasting from the Shaky Radio Studios, on most radio platforms, online and around the world. We have more uplifting music and spiritual words from the Reverend Diana and Pastor Julian. Thank you for joining us. My name is Keith, and this is the Sunday Hour.
Every heart that is broken,
was Great Are You Lord by the One Sonic Society. They've written some of the biggest worship anthems in the church today, including songs like Forever Rain and Never Once. Oh, Praise the Name from Hillsong. I'm sure you'll all recognise this as soon as it starts.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Son of heaven rose again. Oh, tremble death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Thank you.
This is the Sunday Hour.
Your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of heaven will grow strangely in the
All the links this week will be uploaded to my website, www.sheepinsolitude.co.uk.
When I was a boy, my brother and my friends and I would play together in the woods and fields where we grew up. Sometimes we would build dens or tree houses and cut sticks to use as swords. And we would pretend we were knights of old, having battles, defending our forts from one another and having duels. We would imagine we were knights of Camelot or Robin Hood's Merry Men, or we were defending our families from Viking raiders or Norman oppressors. We would train in our swords and we'd put them under our belts as if they were in scabbards and practice parrying and deflecting attacks from one another. More than once knuckles were bruised and knees were scraped, tempers were frayed, and our playing turned into real squabbles as someone hit just a little too hard. But the swords we imagined we were carrying were not real. They were facsimiles of real weapons from a bygone age. Around that same time, I used to walk into the local village to attend the Methodist church there, and the children used to do what they described as a sword drill. They were nothing like the epic battles we had in the woods and fields of the Severn Vale. They were mostly races to see who could find a particular Bible verse or passage the fastest. You see, for Christians, scripture is not an imaginary weapon, it's a real weapon. And this passage in Ephesians describes it as the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Hebrews, in fact, says it's sharper than a sword. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. So just as fighting with a real sword requires training and practice and discipline, and you can injure yourself if you don't use it properly, if we're to wield the scriptures effectively in our battle against the forces of evil in this dark world, as Paul describes them, we should discipline and train ourselves in their use. People will sometimes make an accusation that the Bible can be twisted to say anything we want it to say. And that's true. The Bible itself says as much. 2 Peter 3:16, when Peter writes about Paul, he says there's some things in Paul's writing that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. And Paul himself in Galatians says there are some who trouble you and who want to distort the gospel of Christ. So we have a powerful weapon at our disposal with which we can overcome the enemy, and that's the scripture. If we can't use the scripture effectively, or if we allow people to argue or intimidate us into trying to explain things using the logic or the wisdom of the world, we're effectively laying down our swords and picking up a stick. But as Paul says in Corinthians, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of the world. Are you wise or are you a fool? Jesus used the scripture to defend himself against temptation. You can read the account in Luke 4 and the parallel passages in Matthew 4 and Mark 1. And in John 5:39, Jesus confirms that it is in the scripture that he can be found. He says to the Pharisees, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are the very scriptures that testify about me. Paul says to Timothy that the scriptures are God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness. Guys, Scripture is foundational to our faith. We are people of the book. And I know it's possible to elevate Scripture almost to the level of God himself. But in my experience, the opposite is true. Far from revering Scripture above all, far too many people discard the Bible and its teaching in favour of emotional appeals for faith in God. Sometimes they don't really know or understand it as well as they would like, and sometimes it's because they're not convinced it's authentic. I have noticed so many people over the years cherry-pick bits of Scripture they like and either ignore or interpret the bits they don't. My challenge to you is this: study the Scripture. Not just the bits you like, but all of it. Use many of the excellent resources that are available to you. Try this test. If you cannot explain your position on a particular issue using the Bible, perhaps you need to think more carefully about what God says about it and study his word more deeply about it. As Peter says in 2 Peter 3:17, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability.
That was Pastor Julian with his thought for the day, continuing with Ephesians. Julian is pastor at the Seed Church. Thank you, Julian, for your thoughts each week. And we look forward to seeing you next week. People and songs are a community of creatives, each one unique in their own artistry. Together, united by the mission to strengthen and release the voice of their church, this is People and Songs featuring Josh Sherman and Psalm 23.
Okay, yesterday we had choir rehearsal, but now we can sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear. Filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
My cup's overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Jesus, I won't fear. Just shout Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
Restores my soul.
Restores.
Say this with confidence. Mercy and goodness.
Mercy and goodness.
Your spirit,
your spirit lives.
Now say this, my victory,
my victory,
my victory,
my victory.
Say your spirit.
Choose life, that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's from Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. Christafari is a Christian reggae band formed in 1989, and it's centered on the personality of the ordained religious minister Mark Moore. Mark was born in 1971, an American born-again Christian. This is Christafari and Oceans.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. I
The Sunday Hour.
Your call to life comes new every morning. A wake-up call and I'm on the list. Another chance to be here, alive and what a blessing it is. The day is dawned and darkness has lifted.
Thank you for shining this morning light on us.
That was Morning Light, sung by Judy Bailey. And I played that for all of you listening to the Sunday Hour today. Florida Georgia Line, can't say that too quickly, is an American duo, and this features Russell Dickerson. Sing.
First thing in the morning, till the end of the day, there's a heavenly little melody to the rhythm of your praise. And I give you my heart and something's different ever since. I can't keep hallelujah off my lips now.
You make me wanna sing all about your love. You make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. I was lost but now I'm found. You're the song stuck inside my head all day.
Like a child, your love is a river, and that river's running wild. People think I'm crazy for the way I'm acting lately. That's true, I'm crazy about you, and you make me wanna sing all about your love. Make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done, how you turned my life around. I was lost, but now I'm found. The song stuck inside my head all day. I can't keep hallelujah off my lips now. You make me wanna sing all about your love. Make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. Life was lost but now I'm found. The song stuck inside my head all day.
I've thought a lot about peace recently. It's a word in the English language that simply doesn't sum up what the peace of God refers to. Shalom in the Jewish language means I want the best that God wants for you. When we wish shalom to one another, that's what we are saying. Peace be with you, a term that we use in the church, is about saying I want God's peace. The best that he has for you, and I want that. So I want to pray for peace for all of us, and this prayer comes from Rabbi Harold Kushner. It seems appropriate that it's come from a rabbi when I'm talking about the word shalom. Let the rain come and wash away the ancient grudges, the bitter hatreds left and nurtured over generations. Let the rain wash away the memory of the hurt and the neglect. Then let the sun come out and fill the sky with rainbows. Let the warmth of the sun heal us wherever we are broken. Let it burn away the fog so that we can see each other clearly, so that we can see beyond labels, beyond accents, gender, or skin colour. Let the warmth and brightness of the sun melt our selfishness, so that we can share the joys and feel the sorrows of our neighbours. And let the light of the sun be so strong that we will see all people as our neighbours. Let the earth, nourished by the rain, bring forth flowers to surround us with beauty. And let the mountains teach our hearts to reach upward to heaven. Amen.
That was Reverend Diana and her Sunday prayer. Thanks, Diana, and we'll hear from you next week. I'm playing this next song for Denise, who recently lost her mother. This is Avalon, If Not For Jesus. This is a passage that I love to read. It's from John 10, verse 27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Whoa, who shakes the whole earth? Amazing Grace by Hope, and incredibly there were no musical instruments played on that track. They make all their own sounds. This is a powerful and beautiful worship song from Aaron Schust. This is Cornerstone.
Then Jesus' blood and righteousness, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Churches across New Zealand have united to sing the blessing.
The Lord face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you.
Lord Jesus Christ, send us out with confidence in your word to tell the world of your saving acts and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. My name is Keith, and that was the Sunday Hour on Shaky Radio and the Parkinson's Community.